We continue today with lesson number 24 of the series of Mishnayos lessons on Maseches Chulin. We are in the seventh perek. Today we will study the third and fourth Mishnayos, Perek Zion, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet. The kid Hanoshe is prohibited to be eaten. How much of it needs to be eaten in order to have violated it to the max and to be susceptible, vulnerable, so to speak, to absorb, so to speak, 40 lashes, to be mechuyav of malchus. So the Mishnah says, Ho'ochel migid hanoshe kazayis. If a person eats a quantity of the gid hanoshe can be very large in a large animal like an ox or a cow. If he eats not the entire thing, but a kazayas, an olives quantity of it, so fake harboy, that's it. He's violated the Isur, he's mechuyav, the 40, the 39, really, lashes. Suppose he eats a gid hanoshe from a small animal, a baby lamb or a baby goat, and the whole gid hanoshe is not the size of a kazayas. Acholo v'einbo kazayas. Suppose he ate it, the whole thing. But in the whole thing, there is no kazayas. It's very small. Chayov, he's still obligated. He's still susceptible to 40 lashes. He's still chayov malchus. The reason being because the gid hanoshe is considered to be a beria or a bria bifnei atzmo. It is a creation in its own right. And the halacha is, if I eat a small insect the size of an ant, but I eat the whole thing and it's far less than a kazayas. I've eaten an ant, I've eaten a beria, and I'm a chuyav malchus. Here too, if you eat a gid hanoshe, even if it's not the size of a kazayas, it's a beria, and you're a chuyav malchus. Ochal mizeh kazayas u mizeh kazayas. Suppose a person eats a kazayas from the right yorech, and a kazayas from the left yorech, from the right hind leg of the animal, and another kazayas from the left hind leg of the animal, so fake shimonim. Tanakama holds that there's an isur min hatorah of eating the gid from both the right and from the left, two independent isurim. So therefore, you're mechuyav 80 malkios, malkos twice. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Sofek El Araboyim, because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that only the right Yorech is awesome in HaTorah, not the left. After all, argues Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara, the Gid Hanoshe, the Pasuk reads, Gid Hanoshe Al Shal Kaf Ha Yorech, the thigh. And Rabbi Yehuda darshens the thigh with a hey hayadiya hayorech means hamiyumenes shibiyorech, the specific one, the superior one, the right side, not the left side. Continuing into Mishnah Dalet, yorech shenisbashal bo gidanoshe. Suppose you take the entire section of the animal, of the thigh section of the animal, and you cook or roast the whole thing. So now you have to be concerned, maybe the taste, the flavor of the gid hanoshe circulated through the entire yorech, and now it all tastes of gid hanoshe, and it's also to eat. So you have to determine, is the proportion, the size of the gid hanoshe so large that it could flavor the entire piece of meat? Or is there so much meat surrounding the gid that the flavor could not be circulated throughout all of it? So that's the criteria of yesh bo kenosein tam. Does the object of isur, in this case the gid hanoshe, is it large enough in comparison, in proportion to whatever else it is cooked with, to spread its taste throughout all of it? So, im yesh bo kenosein tam, if it does have sufficient volume to spread itself, its taste, throughout the entire yorech, harei zo asura, the entire yorech is also to eat. Now, how can you determine that? After all, the yorech is meat, the gid is meat. How can you tell whether the taste of the gid has spread to the basar? How can you tell by tasting it? So the answer is you measure as follows. Ketzad misharino, so how do you measure it? Kivosor bolefes. You measure it as if it was cooked, this gid. Not in meat, but in lefes. Lefes is some type of vegetable. Let's say lettuce, green beans. If it is cooked with that, then, of course, the taste of the gid will spread throughout the lefes, throughout the vegetables. And you can determine, this doesn't taste like green beans, it tastes like meat. So the way that you measure whether there is sufficient meat in the yorech to outweigh, to overwhelm the taste of the gid anoshe is by comparing, if you would have that amount, not of meat, but of lefes, would the taste of the gid anoshe have spread throughout the lefes? That's the criteria of nosein tam, which in halacha, we have assessed that that amount, that quantity is shishim, is 60. So if there is 60 times as much whatever else in the pot as there is gid hanoshe, so if there's 60 times as much vegetables or as much yorech meat in the pot together with the gid hanoshe, then if it's 60 or more, then it is mutar, it's not nosein tam. If it's less than 60, it is nosein tam. Now, our Mishnah is following the opinion that yesh begidin benosein tam, that the gid has a taste and therefore its taste spreads throughout whatever else it is cooked with. However, there is another opinion which holds ein begidin benosein tam. The gid has no taste. It is hard. It is wood-like. It has no flavor. And therefore, if you cook a yorech with its gid in it, it's mutar. Throw out the gid. The taste didn't spread because there is no taste. And the rest of the yorech is mutar. However, there is a problem, and that is the gid hanoshe itself, which is also in HaTorah, according to this opinion, has no tam. Ein begidin ben nosein tam. But the shumon hagid, around the gid, there's fat. And that fat has tam, has very good tam. And that fat, which is also midrabonon, of course, does spread throughout the rest of the yorech or whatever else you're cooking the gid hanoshe and its shumon with. So it's only also midrabonon, but you have to have the shishim in the other stuff in the pot besides the shumon hagid to outweigh by 60, by a factor of 60, the quantity of the shumon in order for it to be mutar. But it's mutar min haTorah no matter what, because the gid has no tam according to these opinions. And the shumon is only also midrabanan. So we have concluded the fourth Mishnah, and in the process concluded lesson number 24.